And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number, that incredible staff he's got behind him there, taking notes on everything he's saying, 1-855-949-7234. I wonder how many times they've written no gluten down there, Doc.
Well, every time I talk to anybody or anybody asks them a question, they're going to say no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten.
Can we cheat a little bit sometimes?
Well, that's like saying, can I shoot myself in the head once a year?
No, you can't do that.
Nope. I wouldn't cheat once. I have not eaten gluten for 73 years, George.
How did you come across this or this issue? How did you find out about it?
Okay. Well, between ages 4 and 9, I had diseases that nobody had a name for back then. And my parents took me to 20 different doctors.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and the 20th one, a little gal by the name of Mary Jane Skeffington from St. Louis, she was a pediatrician, and she said, well, he's either going to kill himself or kill somebody else. He's only 9 years old, but he's very dangerous and very, very big in trouble. And so we're going to have to institutionalize him. And I asked my mother what that meant. She says, well, they're going to put you in the hospital. I said, well, how long am I going to be there? And she says, well, maybe for the rest of your life. Well,
were they talking about emotionally?
Yeah.
It was okay.
It was an emotional thing and a physical thing. Both.
All right.
Okay, and so the short version is, that night, I sat down, I said, okay, that doesn't sound good, that I'm going to be in the hospital for the rest of my life. And so I'm thinking, the animals we have in our farm, and we lived in Wellston, Missouri, the animals we have in our farm eat out of the same garden we do, and they don't have my problems. And I said, oh, wait a minute, we're giving them vitamins and minerals.
And you're 9 years old saying this?
We're giving them vitamins and minerals, and I'm not getting vitamins and minerals. They're not eating wheat, but I'm eating wheat. They're getting the vegetables, but they're not eating wheat. I'm getting wheat. So the next morning, I didn't have my oatmeal for breakfast, and I went to the barn, and I started eating their supplements, and in 3 days' time, I was cured. After 5 years of getting worse,
amazing.
20 doctors looked at me, and they hadn't figured it out, and I figured it out in just 2 hours.
At 9 years old, to yourself. And, of course, it wasn't Mom's fault. She didn't know.
No, she was just following what the doctor said because everybody respected the doctors, all 20 of them.
And you began to feel better? So
at
what point did you say, I found my cure?
Okay, well, in 3 days' time, I knew it was very spectacular. And about the fourth week in church, a little old lady came up to me and she said, Joel, I said, yes, ma'am. She says, I hear you can cure my diabetes. I said, ma'am, I'm only 9 years old. I don't even know what diabetes is. And so when I went home that day, I looked at the Merck manual for the veterinary, for the farm, for our animals, little Merck manual.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so I looked up diabetes and said, oh, it's a deficiency of a couple of minerals. So I told her what to take, and she was cured in a week. And so I knew then when I was 9 years old that I had struck on something that doctors weren't even thinking about. And
you always wanted to go into medicine, didn't you?
Well, I didn't. I actually started out in 1958 when I graduated high school. I went to veterinary school at the University of Missouri. I started working my way through because I didn't have any money, and so I started working at the pathology department, and I ran into the first mass die-off in America from pollution, got it published. I was the only one there when I did it. 500 died in one night, and I figured it out and did all the blood tests and everything. Got it published in 2 scientific journals, gave it to everybody, including Marlon Perkins. When I graduated...
Who ran the St. Louis Zoo at the time.
Exactly. Very famous in, Mutual Omaha as well, Kingdom on TV.
Oh, for years.
Yeah. And so, at any rate, when I graduated high school, and I was 2 years into my veterinary school, and I started, doing some great things with him, and I was giving him copies of this paper that I had written. And in 1964, when I graduated at veterinary school, I was 2 years into my pathology degree. And I went to Ames, Iowa to finish my pathology degree, and Perkins calls me and said, look, I'm going to send you to Africa to work on the white rhino project. And I went there, and it's 2 years' time, I caught 200 white rhinos, sent them back to the States, and we have 25,000 now. Back then, there was only 470. And I wrote a book. It's called Rhino Express. It goes into the story of how I saved the white rhino. And I'm prepared to stay in Africa forever. Perkins sends me a letter and said, look, using your paper on the mass die-off from pollution, I got a $25 million grant from the National Institutes of Health, and I want you to be the pathologist. Come back.
Wow.
So I came back, and I worked with him. And, of course, every bear in all the zoos in the world were dying of liver cancer, and all the geneticists say it was a genetic thing. I said, well, what are you feeding them? He says, well, we're giving them old bread, a couple of loaves of old bread, from the thrift stores, and we throw away the couple of slices of bread that have the penicillin mold on it. We give them some fish. I said, well, that bread mold is not penicillin, that's aspergillus, and it makes a toxin called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer. Switch all the bears in the world to dog food, and that was written up in the International Zoo Yearbook, okay, in 1967, and within 3 months' time, all the liver cancer stopped and all the bears.
That's dramatic, Doc.
Isn't that crazy?
That's exciting. After Tom gets a Texan tweet for you, what do you have for us, Tommy?
This is from Ginger in Galveston, Texas. She starts out by saying, this is not a joke. I'm not well off. Can I get minerals from eating cat food, or is cheap fast food better?
Oh, God, what a horrible question. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, well, people who live under the bridge and they're very poor, who live on dog food, they get more nutrition than a rich person who's eating very expensive food.
The bad stuff.
Eating the bad stuff. And the person living under the bridge who can only afford dog food does much better nutritionally.
So you're basically saying eat the cat food instead of fast food.
That's correct.
Randy in Whittier, California is with us, west of the Rockies. Hey, Randy, thanks for calling.
Hey, Doc, how you doing? George?
Okay, sir.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Anyway, Doc, I've got a friend. Well, first off, George, I met you at the Silverton 2018 June, and I showed you my uncle's Billy the Kid.
Yep, I remember that. I sure do. Okay.
So that's who you're talking to. Anyway, Doc.
Yes, sir.
I've got a buddy here, a fellow electrician. He's retired. He's got a decent pension. I retire next year. Anyway, he's homeless. 3 years ago, I got him off the street, got him into an apartment, tried to start the protocol, but he slipped out of my hands like a wet fish, and I got him back in the house right now. He's homeless again. I'm going to try to get him an apartment tomorrow, but I need you to lay out his protocol. He's got a lot of mental issues, depression. I mean, he's deficient.
And, does he have anything right like now? High blood pressure, diabetes, or arthritis?
I don't think he's got those things.
Okay, does he have white hair?
No, he's got really thick, darker hair. He's got some gray, but...
Okay, how much does he weigh?
About 150.
Okay. Well, he needs to get rid of all the bad foods. Your brain requires 90 essential nutrients, so he needs to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, rye, and oats, no sugar.
Assuming he's eating, Doc, for crying out loud.
Well,
huh?
If he asked what the prescription was, this is the prescription.
All right.
Okay. And I want him to live like an Asian. He's going to live on rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables and fish and so forth. But I also want him to have 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose everything twice a day. I want him to get some MSM, okay, and the MSM will help rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue and skin and so forth. I want him to eat 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Your brain is 75% by weight cholesterol, so he needs the soft yolks. Hard-boiled eggs won't count. Lastly, I want him to have our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. And then, see how that goes. If he does all that and he's faithful about staying away from the bad foods, he will recover completely.
Randy, sounds like you're going to pick up some of this for this guy, huh? You must be an angel.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. He's done
good
a lot
for you.
Me, and, he's helped me in the past with money. And I've become a Christian, and I'm returning the favor.
Good for you.
God bless you.
I'm going to give you this number to call in case you missed some of the things Doc said to do. Here it is. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And very admirable of you, Randy. And it was good seeing you at that event. And so many of our listeners meet me at these events. I miss those, Doc. I want them back. Because, they come up and talk to me about you and Ben Fuchs, and I miss the live events. I know it.
These live events will come back. I'm looking forward to them, too. But in the meantime, I do Zooms. I'm not quite reaching as many people as you do, but I do about 4 or 5 Zooms a day all over the world.
And you do your Friday Zoom for KSCO, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it for 2 hours on Friday mornings for you. Yep.
All right, let's go to Wayne in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Wayne, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Taking my call. Wanting to ask you about foods and nutrients that would be good for a lot of muscle pain. I came across taurine today, and foods that are have taurine in them, like shrimp and some of the other seafood products, shell products. But what else might be good for that, Doc?
Okay, well, again, you need to avoid all the bad things to maximize absorption. Get your money's worth, okay? No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, and oats. I would throw in three eggs with soft yolks twice a day, soft boiled, soft poached, soft scrambled, and butter, no hard-boiled eggs. And then I would throw in, what's your body weight?
Oh, 220.
Okay, then I'd have you take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, full dose twice a day. Because you have muscle pain, it could be connective tissue, could be blood vessels. I would go ahead and one other question. Do you have any arthritis, diabetes, or high blood pressure?
No, sir.
Okay, good. Then I would take the two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, full dose everything twice a day. Get two bottles of the MSM, so you can take three of those with each meal. They're going to help support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, whether it's in blood vessels or muscles, bone, disc between your vertebrae, and that kind of stuff. And go there. And the odds are you're going to, rebuild yourself. But if you have pain and you don't want to take opioids the doctors are going to prescribe for you, we have our Soothe, which is a CBD oil with herbs and stuff added to it. You can apply that to your skin. We also have the CM cream and our trauma oil. You can put four or five drops of the trauma oil in the Soothe from our Hemp FX division. No THC in it, so it's legal in all states. Or you can put the trauma oil in our CM cream and apply that to your muscles wherever you have pain and discomfort, and you'll have a couple hours' worth of relief.
Okay, Wayne, good luck to you again, and I'll be giving out that toll-free number to call again for assistance and help. Next up, we're going to Carl in Kitchener, Canada, International Line. Hey, Carl, welcome to the program.
Hello, God bless, Lord bless. I wanted to mention the Germans, they eat more potatoes, they get more in the skin, and then I actually had too many warts like 25 years ago. I was going to see the doctor. Liquid nitrogen. She had a big Q-tip, and she was dipping it in there. I started drinking echinacea tea. I took it to work, four tea bags. It was in my thermos, and 3 weeks later, they all went away. There were small warts. They would come back, and the other ones would start. And I was working with hot vinyl. The doctor said because it's the moisture, and it's a virus too. So
yeah, it is.
Warts are viruses. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Go ahead, Carl.
And I wanted to mention, too, they can get a vitamin pill for 20 cents. Immune Function's on there, too. It's got a bunch of minerals and vitamins. And everybody in the nursing homes, retirement homes, they should get one. It's only like...
Now are you talking Germany again?
No, I'm just talking in general, everywhere, nursing homes, retirement homes, they should all get like a 20 or, a vitamin pill that will cover the immune function. Mine says that it's got immune function on there, eye health, osteoporosis for the bones, and
Doc, here's the thing. You've written several books. Do you have like a self help guide book out there on supplementation?
Oh, absolutely. One of course is called Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. Another one is called Immortality, and there's a CD that goes along with it. Okay, and we also have Hell's Kitchen, the book and the CD. These things, a kitchen can be a place of hell or heaven, depending on what you do in there.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so, and because this fellow mentioned Germany, I would point out they have 83 million people, and they have 2 million infections of the pandemic virus and 52,000 dead. Vietnam has 96 million people. They have 13 more million people than Germany does. They only have 35 dead because Vietnam lives on nothing but rice and sweet potatoes.
There's got to be something to that,
what
you're saying. The numbers don't lie.
No, these are numbers I got all from the World Health Organization. These are all today's numbers. I got them this morning because I knew I was going to be on with you. So these are all up-to-date numbers.
You would think the CDC or the WHO would be in these other countries saying, what are you people doing? Even though we've heard you talk about the diet, mm-hmm. They should be telling us this.
Well, you have to appreciate that politicians don't go that direction, okay? They want you to go to the medical system and that kind of stuff, and they raise money, and you know how that goes. But I love to compare the Ojibwe Indians in Minnesota with the Navajo Indians in Arizona. They both have about the same population, about 340,000 people, the Navajos in Arizona and the Ojibwes in Minnesota. The Ojibwes have 27 infections of the pandemic virus and zero dead. The Navajos have 25,000 infections and 838 dead. What's the difference? Well, the Navajos live on nothing
difference.
Wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and the Ojibwes live on nothing but rice.
Interesting. Mark in Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Hi. First of all, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mark.
Happy New Year.
And I want to say, whenever you are on Coast to Coast, you help so many people, including my family and myself, and I want to thank you for that. I also want to say I'm doing my best to do what you say, no wheat, no rye, no butter, no oats, no fried foods, no oils, and all that stuff, so I'm trying to stick to that. And one of the questions you already asked, well, so I'll just, first I heard, now they're saying we have to wear two masks. That's my first question. And then my second question is there something I can take other than a pharmaceutical for pain, because I don't like taking pharmaceuticals for pain?
Okay, sure. Okay, well, first of all, you have to appreciate we've been told by Fauci for over a year and a half to wear a mask, wash our hands, and distance. We got 25 million infections, 424,000 dead following his prescription. So wearing a mask alone is a very minor piece.
Of the puzzle.
Of the puzzle. You have to take the 90 essential nutrients, all 90, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. Stay away from gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, so you can maximize absorption, get those nutrients to your bone marrow so they can make white blood cells to kill and eat the virus, and then we'll all be good. Now, for pain, again, we have the Soothe from our Hemp FX division, which is a CBD oil with no THC in it, and we do add several herbs to it. We also have the CM cream with the trauma oil. You can add 5 drops either to the Soothe or the trauma oil and the CM cream.
And what are they? Do you put it like on your tongue, or how do you take it?
What you do is you just rub it wherever you have pain, whether it's in your knee, your hip, your shoulder, your elbow, your finger, your neck, and the pain will go away in about 3 to 5 minutes, and you'll get about 2 hours of lasting pain relief. And so I tell people, you know, take it a half hour before you go to bed, take it when you wake up in the morning. And if you do heavy work, you want to be sure to take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and the extra MSM and vitamin D3 and collagen and collagen peptides and things like that. And you will maintain your cartilage. It's not an aging thing. Doctors want you to believe that, you know, having osteoporosis and getting arthritis and those kind of things is an aging thing. It's all nutritional deficiencies. And George, that's why my thesis on 20,000 autopsies from that $25 million grant that Marlon Perkins got for me. That thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute because I showed there were no genetically transmitted diseases, there are no genetically transmitted birth defects, they're all caused by nutritional deficiencies, and people come to me all the time, George, they've got arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, they've got kidney failure, they haven't urinated in 10 years, they're on dialysis 6 days a week, I put them on the program, in 2 weeks' time they're urinating. In another 2 weeks they're off of dialysis after 25 years on dialysis because they didn't want to get a kidney transplant.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
What is pain anyway, Doc? What's the cause of pain?
Well, pain is kind of like the red warning light in the dashboard of your car.
Okay.
Okay, it's telling you, hey, you got a problem here. Do something about it. Okay, and so you have to appreciate, and you've asked a very pertinent question, George. The only pharmaceutical that actually cures anything that doctors prescribe or antibiotics. They will kill Staphylococcus.
Right. Hold on, Doc. We'll have you finish that up and take final phone calls when we come back. We'll be back with our final segment with Doc Wallach and your calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast. Next hour, Kim Dennis joins us as we talk about clairvoyancy and the other side. So get ready for that. And welcome back to Coast with Doc Wallach. That was a great testimonial, Doc.
Yeah, it certainly was. Hey, Rebecca's a great...
That's a great way to take care of people. Criticalhealthnews.com is the website. And again, the number to call where Doc has a staff of a million people back there. I don't know how many you have back there, Doc.
Oh, several million, actually. Answering the phones tonight, we probably have 500.
1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And, Doc, you just provide a great service for people.
Well, we can't thank you enough, George, for getting the information out there. You're an angel of God, and we appreciate you. And you and Tom, we just appreciate working with you. It's just great. And we look forward to, you know, them opening up the travel again so we can get out there and punch out some, you know, big live events.
Yep. Let's go to Linda in Mississippi. Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Well, I had several questions.
Okay.
Did the doc say not to eat any fat, no butter?
No, go ahead, Doc.
No, butter is one of your best friends, okay? You can eat fat. Now, I have to tell you that when they went away from electricity, went away from wood and to electricity in 1882, within a year or so, everybody started getting cravings, because when you have mineral deficiencies, no wood ashes in the garden, people had mineral deficiencies, they had a craving called pica. You can look it up, P-I-C-A. And they began to eat snack foods, and they'd gain weight, and doctors said, absolutely no fat. You're eating too much fat, that's why you're gaining weight. Eat more whole grains, and he sent them off to eat all the wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and that's when we started getting, we got the Spanish flu in 1918 as a result.
Interesting. Go ahead, Linda.
Cornbread, and don't put any flour in it. Is that acceptable?
Oh, yeah. When you have cornbread, this goes back to the original, before 1860, the original three sisters that all the Native Americans ate. The three sisters were maize, corn, beans, squash, and then all the vegetables, and then whatever wild onions and acorns and things like that they could find. But corn, beans, and squash were the main thing. Wheat flour didn't appear into the Native Americans until 1860 when the Scottish brought it to them. They began to eat this deep-fried bannock flatbread, and that was the beginning of all their troubles. That's why they have so much terrible negative impact from the pandemic viruses, not because of their race, but because of what they're eating.
Doc, does the stomach shrink after you diet for a while?
Well, it's like all muscles. The less work it does, the smaller it gets, okay? The same thing with your stomach, especially if you're giving up wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You're not going to have all kinds of bloating and this, that, and the other. And you have to appreciate that there's over 600 different diseases you can get when you eat wheat, barley, rye, and oats. One of my favorites is atrial fibrillation, because medical doctors think it's a heart disease. And did you ever hear of a U.S. Representative for U.S. Congress out of Baltimore, Maryland, by the name of Elijah Cummings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was around for 20 years, and he got AFib, and they convinced him, Johns Hopkins convinced him that he had a heart problem. It was really just osteoporosis of the skull squeezing his 10th cranial nerve, causing the AFib. And they talked him into going to Johns Hopkins. They anesthetized him, cut his chest open, touched his heart with a hot iron to stop the heart from doing crazy things, and they killed him right there.
Oh, my God. It's an electrical stimulus, isn't it?
It's an electrical stimulus from the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, and it's called atrial fibrillation.
Let's go to Mike in Colorado. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm using your brain and heart pack.
Okay.
Because you told me I probably have osteoporosis around the base of the skull. And my chiropractor told me that I also have, from an x-ray, she said I have scoliosis or scoliosis type of curve. I can't remember.
On your spinal cord. Okay.
I'm hoping that helps, too.
Oh, yeah.
I have two questions. I'm also using your minerals.
Mm-hmm.
First question is, can a hearing injury or resulting in tinnitus from firecrackers being too close be helped or healed because it's an injury and not a disease? And then
okay, well, tinnitus is usually...
We'll go one at a time, Mike. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, osteoporosis is usually... the skull is usually the cause of tinnitus, which is a squeezing of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. And, of course, when you have firecrackers or you work in a factory and you're around a lot of noises, it aggravates that issue. But whether you have tinnitus from... ringing in the ears, you know, from firecrackers and or from osteoporosis of the skull, it'll go away. I actually have a new book, my newest book out. It's called It's All in Your Head, and goes into the 25 different diseases you get from osteoporosis of the skull, including tinnitus, ringing in the ears. Goes away.
Go ahead, Michael.
About a year ago, you indicated that something that Dr. Ben Fuchs seemed to verify, and that's that people with gray hair are missing copper in their diet. So for about a year now, I've been eating about 6 milligrams of copper a day, and I haven't noticed a change in gray hair. Do you have a supplement that actually...
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a quick question. You have gray hair, but do you also have any varicose veins or spider veins?
No.
Okay.
Do
you have any wrinkles in your face?
No, but in the last 4 years, I've had various visual and interior body glitches, which I found out was the result of low testosterone, which I've been on hormone therapy for,
yeah.
And it's working really well.
Okay. Anyway, when it comes to the gray hair, it's caused by deficiency of copper.
I remember we were at a banquet, Doc, and a friend of ours, mutual friend who's got white hair, sat down with us. You looked at him across the table, and the first thing you said was, "You have a copper deficiency."
That's right.
But go ahead.
And so, yeah, and it also will cause a breakdown in the elastic fibers in your veins. You get spider veins and hemorrhoids, which are varicose veins in a funny place. You can also get bleeding, hemorrhaging type strokes in the brain because you get a rupture of the veins when you get the breakdown of the elastic fibers in the brain. You can get a ruptured aneurysm in the brain, a ruptured artery, or aortic aneurysm, rupture and die like Michael Jackson. And also you get vitiligo. It's very dramatic in black people. Michael Jackson had snow white hair when he was 16 years old. He lost all his skin pigment, so that's why he wore long sleeve shirts and gloves with all the jewelry on him. He wore wigs and all his garish makeup to cover up his white skin because he had vitiligo. And if he would have come to us, we would have gotten him on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and gotten him off of wheat, barley, rye, and oats, Michael Jackson would still be alive today, and he would be back to his natural color of black skin and black hair.
What a great talent he was. Now, can you supplement a copper deficiency?
Well, yeah. Basically, we have. Copper's, of course, in the 90 essential nutrients, but also as one of the cofactors we add to our selenium, which is part of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, is copper. If you read the label on our selenium, it's not just selenium. It has 5 cofactors, one of which is the copper.
Interesting. Okay.
And so it's good for the liver, good for blood vessels. It's good for skin, hair color, veins, arteries. It's a very, very important nutrient, and so we put it in with our. As a result, we put it in with our selenium, and that's why I'm going on 82 years old here, and most people think I'm 50 because I don't have any white hair, varicose veins, or wrinkles. I have the skin of a healthy 50-year-old.
Just stop falling in holes, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, that did cause an injury. It would have killed most people.
That's true. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, and good luck to you. And one question about copper. Can you get it with eating, or do you have to supplement?
The only place you can guarantee you're going to get some copper is to eat liver, whether it's a chicken liver, fish liver.
No, I won't do that.
Calf liver, because that's where your body stores it. Okay, but a plant, for the most part, doesn't need it, so you just can't eat beets and assuming you're going to get copper. And so that's why it's part of the 90 essential nutrients. It's part of the 60 essential minerals you're going to get. It's part of our Rebound or sports drink, which has 78 minerals in there. It's part of our pink Himalayan salt, which has 84 minerals in it. And then, of course, it's added to our selenium because selenium is good for the liver, copper is good for the liver, and so on.
Here's a text or tweet from Tommy. What do you got, Tom?
Hey, this one from Gary in Rapid City, South Dakota. Please have the doctor talk about breakbone fever and what can be done about it.
Breakbone fever. What the heck is that, Doc?
Okay. Well, breakbone fever, it depends on who you're talking to. It could be that you just have, it's almost like a rheumatoid arthritis thing. Very painful. And doctors want you to think it's an autoimmune disease. And they give you prednisone and cortisone, you get kind of relief of pain. Another one of those diseases, they just give you, the symptom relief. But if you actually get off all the bad foods, you maximize absorption, you take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack with our MSM, and you get a prescription for 6 weeks for an antibiotic called minocycline, like the baitfish minnow, minocycline, and it'll kill the bug that causes rheumatoid arthritis. Okay, and the bug is called mycoplasma, and doctors want you to think it's an autoimmune disease and just take prednisone and cortisone, you'll feel good for a couple of years and then you die. But get rid of all the bad stuff, you take the 90 essential nutrients and you throw in minocycline to kill the bug, and it goes away, and you add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. And so that's why they call it breakbone fever, because you get a fever with it when you get that infection of that mycoplasma bug.
Let's take some final calls for you. Let's go east of the Rockies. Dunya is with us in Michigan. Hi, Dunya.
Hey, George. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Dr. Wallace.
Hi.
I have a few questions. But, George, when you said you're Mr. Butt Dunya's, I start laughing. I'm from Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Great.
Dr. Wallace.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been dying to talk to you. First of all, I have severe stomach issues where I bloat. And I don't know why. It just happens. I just get bloated. I'm 61 years old.
Okay, stop there a moment. Stop there a moment. Do you have any tinnitus or ringing in the ears?
No.
Okay. Do you have any dizziness or balance problems?
No.
Do you have any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No, just some boils that comes and goes, and I don't know what to do for that either.
Okay. All right. Do you have any varicose veins or skin problems, varicose veins on your feet or legs?
Yeah, they're just popping up.
Okay. Do you have any gray hair?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I suspect you have a gluten issue, and you're not absorbing nutrients, even if you're supplementing, so you need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, bran, or oats, no sugar. How much do you weigh?
148 pounds.
Okay. Then I'd have you take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month, a half a dose of everything twice a day. I'd have you get an extra bottle of our selenium, which has those five cofactors. There's one bottle of selenium with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, so you'll be able to take three twice a day. I want you to get a bottle of our MSM, like Mary Sam Mary, MSM. Take three of those twice a day, and it'll help rebuild your skull, disc between your vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And a lot of your problems will go away, especially the skin issues, the boils, and so forth. These things are secondary to a gluten issue because you can't absorb the nutrients even if you're supplementing, and so you wind up with all these weird problems. You know, the doctors just want to give you treatments for the symptom as opposed to getting down to the root cause.
Follow-up question there, Dunya, before we go?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Dr. Wallace, I suffer, and this started 6 months ago, from severe depression to where it's paralyzing me, to where I can't feel happiness, I can't feel anything but sadness, I can't even motivate myself. What can I do about that?
Okay, well, in addition to getting rid of the bad foods, which you already said, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran, no sugar, you're going to take your one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the extra selenium, the MSM. I would also throw in three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Your brain is 75% by weight cholesterol. I hope you're not taking any statin drugs to lower cholesterol, okay? And then you want to take the de-stress capsules. Take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And then we have one called Synaptive. Go ahead and take our Synaptive and take three of those twice a day. It'll let your brain cells talk to each other. And then, of course, you know, don't forget, you want to be sure to use our hand sanitizers and our colloidal silver and all that kind of stuff. Wear your mask, because when you have these issues, they're all nutritional deficiencies, and it sets you up. If you get the pandemic virus, that means you're going to have a bad time of it, and so you want to maximize absorption by getting rid of the bad stuff, take the 90 essential nutrients, but still, you know, do your hand sanitizing, wash your hands, wear a mask, distance, but do all the other good stuff.
And here's that number again, Dunya, in case you missed anything that Doc said, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, the website criticalhealthnews.com, and download the free app, too, if you want to, onto your smartphone. You'll have a criticalhealthnews.com app right there. It's free. Just pick it up, and you can go to it at a regular basis. Gives you all kinds of tips on nutrition and supplements, and I got to tell you, Doc, I can't tell you how many people I have basically passed on information you've given us to them, and they feel great now. I mean, it's almost like a miracle.
Well, it is a miracle, but when you give the body, whether you're a whale or an ostrich or a human being or a wombat or a kangaroo or a cow or a horse, any vertebrate, when you give them the 90 essential nutrients, all these problems go away just quickly. When I came back from Africa, also, at Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, all the dolphins were dying of congestive heart failure. I said, well, what do you feed them? Well, they're giving them a smelt. Well, smelt has an enzyme in it which dissolves the enzyme. It dissolves the B vitamins that cause congestive heart failure. So we got them on a different fish, and we put the vitamins in the fish, and in 3 weeks' time, all the congestive heart failure was killing all their dolphins stopped.
That's great. Doc, we'll talk to you in about 6 weeks, all right?
Oh, God bless you, sir. You and Tom are the greatest. We love you, and thank you for all you do.
Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. In about 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. And again, here's that number to call, 1-855-949-7234. There's always somebody there, by the way. It's not just tonight. 1-855-949-7234, CriticalHealthNews.com. Up next, we're going to talk about the other side with a clairvoyant medium on Coast to Coast AM.